This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Welcome to America Tonight. It is that Thanksgiving holiday that stretches really for most people Wednesday through Sunday at least. So as you're listening to me, perhaps you're enjoying some leftover turkey, maybe you're making a turkey, or working on some other part of the process. You know, it's crazy when I think about Thanksgiving Day. I now have three people in my life who became vegan. You know, they became vegans, and they don't do the turkey thing. So that means they're looking for alternatives, and they have them picked out. But I like turkey. I like turkey. So for me, I like having those turkey sandwiches afterwards and stretching it out, because really it's one of the few times in the year, it's odd I guess, but that I actually enjoy turkey, you know, a handful of times. And you may be the same way. It was quite a travel day on Wednesday. The airports were jammed. They say it might be the busiest time for flying in the last 10 years if they compare all the numbers when it's all said and done. And certainly the airports that I saw looked pretty jammed in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, Atlanta, Chicago, great examples of that. Also, San Francisco, pretty jammed. And that makes sense, because why? People are trying to be with their families, so they're flying somewhere if they're not driving somewhere. I mean, Wednesday is always a huge getaway day. Sometimes Tuesday. Ellen Ratner is with us, and she's in our virtual green room, and she's connected with us, so I don't think she was traveling today. Were you traveling, Ellen?
No, actually, I tried to rent a car, and there was no way to rent a car, and they wanted to charge me $500, so I canceled it.
Oh, good for you. So where are you spending Thanksgiving weekend?
Well, I'm spending it up in New York State with my family, and actually I'm in New York City right now where, you know, there's a lot going on. What can I say? But by the way, no, I'm not vegan. I do eat fish, but I had a pet turkey named Pavo, which is turkey in Spanish, and he broke my nose when he tried to fly away after I was hugging and kissing him.
Oh, only you, Ellen.
Right. Well, what happened is that after he did that, I had my nose fixed, obviously, and then he died a natural death, and then I had him taxidermied, and he lives at the bottom of my stairs in Lilydale, New York, which, of course, is where the dead people are. You should come and do your radio show for me.
I know. I really want to do it there, because I've read stories about it, you know about it, and we're going to make that happen. I want to come and do that. I want to do that for
okay.
Sure. The listeners would love it.
You definitely should. And, of course, then you can meet Pavo.
I like it. We're going to make it happen. I promise you. That's going to be my 2019. So, we're going to do that. So in Washington, the big story, but really reverberating outside of Washington, is President Trump and the criticism of, you know, the rare criticism of Supreme Court Chief Justice John Roberts.
Can believe that Roberts said anything.
Yeah, I can't either.
Well, what he basically said, John Roberts, Chief Justice, well, Trump had tweeted out that, in fact, there was a Obama judge in the Ninth Circuit that didn't permit very, very, very tough on migration, et cetera. So then John Roberts says we don't have, and he's the Chief Justice, who was a Republican, or was appointed by a Republican, and he basically said, hey, we don't have Clinton judges, we don't have Bush judges, we don't have Obama judges, and we don't have Trump judges. We have just judges. And then President Trump tweeted out again, yes, we do have judges that are one of those four. And, I mean, this is just a war. You do not make war with the Chief Justice of the United States.
Yeah, that was really surprising. I don't think we've seen the last of that. I mean, even, you know, Chuck Grassley tried to defend the president, saying, you know, why did Roberts rebuke Obama's remark? Why didn't he do that? He was trying to say he didn't do that before with Obama, and he made a comment, but I think that's much different.
It is much different, and it's going to, I mean, this is going to go down in the history books, not just because it's Thanksgiving, but because nobody can believe that Roberts issued that statement. I mean, that was just unbelievable.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. I agree. And then how about this story? Then this other story that's getting a lot of attention is the president praising the Saudis for the low world oil prices.
Oh, my gosh. So, as you know, he has just let the Saudis off the hook in terms of the Khashoggi killing. And basically, he said, listen, if we don't sell the Saudis things, they're going to buy it from Russia and China. That might be true. But as you remember, we have had former presidents like Carter, who actually put human rights first. He was roundly criticized for that. But President Trump is being criticized for not putting human rights at all in context.
Yeah. Wow. I don't think we've heard the last of this whole Saudi thing either. This is just kind of a tipping point. There may be much more that happens down the line.
Not only that, and I'll tell you, I was a guest of the Saudi Arabian government after 9/11, along with some other talk show hosts, and they took us to a party on the Red Sea. I've never seen so much alcohol in my entire life, and they're not supposed to drink it.
Yeah, I've heard similar things, so that's not shocking to me. Let's put it that way. In the meantime, here's the big thing, because there you are in New York City, and so much conversation about the weather. What is the temperature like in the East Coast? It's like, what, 1 degree?
It's getting very, very cold. Very cold.
Yeah, not great for parades.
And it's supposed to be very windy for the Macy's Day Parade. It's very windy. And, you know, we have seen balloons getting blown about, but the wind is supposed to be staggering, which would be just in a few hours.
Wow. Crazy. And you and I talked about Nancy Pelosi, and now there's the story that Marsha Fudge is not running to oppose Pelosi because that was a big deal.
So Marsha Fudge is a congresswoman from the great state of Ohio, which is where I'm from. And basically, she met with Nancy Pelosi. She was going to run against her. And then Pelosi has revived a committee on voting, and she's putting Marsha Fudge in charge. And Marsha Fudge then is not going to run against Nancy Pelosi. Now, Nancy Pelosi needs 218 votes to be the speaker. She would just make it, maybe. But if she doesn't, they're probably going to change the rules.
Wow. Crazy. Have a great Thanksgiving holiday, and thanks so much, Ellen.
Thank you.
All right. Lily Dale, it is in my future. Lily Dale, for those of you who don't know, there's been documentaries on it, on this town, and it's an interesting place. It's the world's largest center for the religion of spiritualism, basically. There's 50 mediums there. There's education and workshops on healing and personal growth and all kinds of things. And it was a place that was incorporated back in the late 1800s. And for a long time, it used to be called the City of Light. And then finally became Lilydale, and is pretty pretty famous little spot, let's put it that way. Stay with us. I'll meet you on the flip side here on ATN.
And everybody is there. 30.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
All right, this right here is called Gobble Gobble Turkey Wobble. You're going to want to be wobbling right now. Get your wobble ready.
Put your foot out, and you flap those feet. Bring your foot back, and you shake that thing. Put your foot out, and you flap those feet. Bring your foot back, and you shake that thing.
Wow. Oh, yes, gobble, gobble, get your gobble on. Wow, that is crazy, crazy turkey song that is just appropriate for this kind of a holiday, isn't it? And I'm wondering how many people are going to get their Black Friday on. See, to me, that's the thing, and we extend this into Cyber Monday. It's so perfect, isn't it? When you're a retailer and this is, becomes a thing, Black Friday, Cyber Monday, it's awesome, right? So if I'm Jeff Bezos, I love everyone because you created this whole Cyber Monday thing. And there's people that know they can actually even get better deals on Monday. So some of them won't run out on Friday. Others trying to get big screen TVs of a certain sort, that kind of thing, they will go out. They will do it because they're willing to brave the whole weekend and go and get whatever deal it is so that they've got the loot for Christmas. Seems so ridiculous, doesn't it? It does. It just seems like I don't know. There's something about running out and grabbing stuff. You know what I mean? Not if you're thinking about it. Not if there's some thoughtfulness to it or whatever. Like you've had this list, and I think there's something to be said for people who, and maybe it's not possible for everybody, but there's something to be said for people who think about others ahead of time when they pick up, I don't even care what the cost is, some trinket along the way that they're like, oh, this would be great. And then they store it away for however long until Christmas is close by. You know, it's interesting. I'm going to veer off in a quick little direction here, but I had a friend who one time, I had a friend who was married to this guy, crazy, great relationship, that had two kids, and he had a heart attack and died. Died when they were sleeping. And it was a shocker. He's only in his 40s. He's in pretty good shape. And it was really, really tough for the family. But what was really cool is he was one of those people. He died like in September. And throughout the year, he had picked up little gifts and even Christmas wrapped them and hid them in the back part of an attic that they had. And they found them. They found those gifts. So they had this, it was cool because they had these gifts from their father slash husband, my friend, that had been stored away. When Christmas came, it was just, it was, they found them. And when they were looking for ornaments and stuff, and you know how that is when you go in the wild chase for ornaments, that's coming up. And how cool is that? I mean, very, 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 very cool, I think. All right, a couple of things to talk about, unfortunately, that are very, very sad, not very cool at all. And it's, some of it surrounds the fire. We're talking about the California campfire. There's certainly going to be a lot of lawsuits. We know that when it comes to PG&E at the Woolsey fire, they're talking about that there's going to be some lawsuits already. That have actually, there's been some that have already been filed against the utility company for what could be their role in the fire starting. And certainly up north, there's been that conversation too. So there have been people that have suggested, you know, how are they going to handle all these lawsuits? I mean, wouldn't that just completely bankrupt the power company in California? I mean, and to that I say, what kind of sloppy nonsense was going on? Who knows? Because it's got to be investigated, and if there's a lawsuit, all that comes toppling out. But there have certainly been those accusations about that, and it's one of the things that's being investigated. So Walmart is asking the people who have gotten, who have evacuated from the campfires to leave for shelters because they have this tent city that's sprung up in their parking lot. Because, of course, people were devastated. We're running. We're trying to get away from the fire. So they ran to wherever they could, and that was nearby on a piece of land, and they threw up tents. So with falling temperatures, the encampment that sprung up is worrisome to the people, the Walmart people in Chico, because it's this become this refuge city. And it's, you know, 10 minutes down the hill from the town of Paradise, which, of course, was hurt the worst, bore the brunt of the campfire's awful wrath. And it became the familiar place to settle for the evacuees with no other options. And it was a temporary, what started as sort of this temporary shelter turned into a makeshift-like village. Because you had volunteers that went there, they brought supplies, smoke masks, dog food, clothes, that kind of stuff. And that now they're trying to encourage the people to leave and go someplace else. But you know how it is? It's almost like, oh, we just want to stay. We're still in shock, all that kind of stuff. They've been posting signs about shelters and free bus rides to the locations, gift cards, money, food, all that kind of stuff. And Walmart did whatever they could, I guess. It's a sad, shocking situation. When you look at it from the air, oh, it's just, you can see where, I mean, a lot of people have set up camp, so to speak. You know, and now they've got rain coming, which is awful because heavy rain could cause terrible conditions. You have 150,000 acres of scorched earth, heavy rain. That means flooding and mudslides. So you have about a million people, under to add insult to injury, that are under flash flood watch in that area. 4 to 6 inches of rain is expected to go to fall in a very short amount of time. So you have the, you know, the tent city, that's not equipped for any of that. And then you have just people in general that are not equipped for what's going to happen with this turn of events. We've seen that happen. We saw it happen in Montecito, California, if you remember the deadly mudslides where people were killed because they had those raging fires. And then the mudslides came and people had to be rescued. It was awful. Even the actor Jeff Bridges talked about his house getting completely devastated by that. And, you know, they survived the fires. Then all of a sudden the mudslides come and they had to be rescued. And it was a terrible, 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 terrible turn of events. Because first it's like you survive the fire and you say, oh, phew. And then you realize, well, of course you have all the scorched earth. It's mud, it's exposed, and that's exactly what happens when you're talking about a heavy rainfall in a short amount of time. That's exactly, I mean, that's exactly what you get. It's exactly what you get. And I talked about it with Ellen. While that's happening for millions of others, Thanksgiving Day weekend, Thanksgiving Day in the weekend, is going to be some brutal weather. Because you're talking about the forecast that is just in the Northeast with gusts of wind up to 35 miles an hour, and airports in Boston and Philly could be affected by the wind gusts. The same thing with New York because of the clip of the gusts of air. And you're talking about chilly temps in the single digits, perhaps. A wind chill of minus 5 to 10 degrees? Ooh, that's not very fun, right? You know, there's things I miss about the East Coast, like all of you have moved and lived different places. But then when I see, like, those temperatures, or I see, like, a horrific snowfall, and people are completely, I don't know, completely stuck, then I start to think, wow, God bless Texas, because we might have weather, but if you don't like it, every 15 minutes it can change. So you don't like what's happening? Oh, maybe it's just this horrific, horrific hailstorm. But guess what? An hour later, something different's happening. It's going to be something completely different. So it's a different way. It's a different way to look at the weather. And of course, you really feel for all those people that went through the horrors of the wildfire. And then you got the Woolsey fire, same thing, visible from space. It's awful, too.
Gobble, gobble,
nothing but smoke.
Ooh.
Hitting the mailbag, coming up on the flip side.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. The president is engaging in a very public feud with Supreme Court Chief Justice John Roberts.
This was an Obama judge.
He was angry that another one of his immigration policies was put on hold by a federal judge out of the Ninth Circuit. and then a sudden rebuke in a statement from Supreme Court Justice Roberts, who said there's no such thing as an Obama judge. Harvard Law professor Lawrence Tribe once taught Justice Roberts.
He's a very careful, thoughtful, reserved guy. But like any human being, he's got his limits. And I think that this president exceeded them.
Undeterred, the president tweeted that the Ninth Circuit has become a dumping ground for lawyers looking for easy wins. Justice Roberts is a conservative judge who was appointed to the High Court by President George W. Bush. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Mail, letters, papers, and packages delivered by carrier, train, and plane, sent and delivered through post regardless of sunshine or rains. Carriers delivered to home.
What?
Look
at the mailbag.
Paper. They have fun.
It arrived. Oh, yeah. Time to hit the mailbag. That's what I'm thankful for, that we're going to the mailbag. And for all of you for finding me at katedelaneyradio.com, just click on contact and that's where you can get a hold of me and let your thoughts fly as to what's bugging you, what you're happy about, what you're thankful for, any of that, all of it, whatever it is. It's all good, my friends, and you have found me that way. So that's a good thing. It took 5 months for everybody to settle in, but you did that. Quick reminder coming up in our next segment. I know some of you are still out there kicking around. And if you are, we're still going to do Nail the Score. So Nail the Score coming up next in our next segment. It's a big, big, big weekend in pro football. And we've played this fun little game where I pick the game of the week. You tell me who you think is going to win and what the score is going to be. It's that simple. And you don't have to be a football fanatic to do it. There's definitely a lot of luck to this. Okay, let's go to this one. This one is from Howard, who says, Kate, I've emailed the show a couple of times, and I like it. I listen whenever I can. I have, like many of your listeners, a very strange schedule, kind of all over the map. Work from home sometimes, work in the office sometimes, do third shift. You get it. You know how the world turns now. So here's my question with what's happening with Donald Trump and this back and forth with Chief Justice John Roberts. Wow. For people paying attention to this story, the fact that the president tweeted, sorry, Chief Justice Roberts, but you do indeed have Obama judges, and they have a different point of view than the people who are charged with the safety of our country. It would be great if the Ninth Circuit was indeed an independent judiciary, but if it is, why are so many opposing views and cases filed there? And why are a vast majority of those cases overturned? That was in another tweet, Kate. So what do you think the deal is there? What do I think the deal is? Well, I think that what happened is you had the president rebutting and pointing out in what is a rare criticism of the Supreme Court justice that judges don't carry water for the president, who appoints them. And in my lifetime, certainly we haven't seen that, but we have a different way of communicating, and this president has a different way of communicating too. So it is incredibly unusual. You have the Republican-appointed leader of the federal judiciary scolding the president for calling a ruling against his amnesty ban, one that came from an Obama judge on the Ninth Circuit. And, the president has complained that his opponents filed lawsuits in courts that are part of the Ninth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals. I mean, now there is truth to that, right? Because he's right. What happens is a lot of times it does get overturned. But it's interesting that the criticism was pushed out there, because that's something that you haven't seen in the past. That's what I'd say. I mean, is it shocking to me? No, because this is a no-holds-barred kind of president. I mean, he does not care. He is not following any kind of protocol script. Not really. He's not following any of that. So anything's possible. Anything can happen. Anything can be tweeted out, and it's just not shocking to me, because this is the way the presidency has gone. It's not through the usual protocol channels or holding back. You can say that. It's just boom. This is it. This is what I think, and that's it. It's just completely out there. And how about this one? This one is from Matthew, who says, Kate, wow, the bitter cold. I am in Arizona, and luckily my family is coming to see me in Arizona along with my own family, because I grew up like you in the Northeast, and sometimes we go back there, but I am so glad this was the year we decided not to go back. When you have temperatures 35% below, 30 degrees rather, below average, and maybe the coldest Thanksgiving on record, no thank you. No thank you. I don't know how you feel. Well, you know what? You always, there's something about longing for going home. There's something about staying warm, too. And when it's, 30 degrees below normal, yeah, that's not my deal. I have to dig for warm clothes. So, all the layers you have to wear, those layers are buried somewhere in my house. I have no idea where those layers are. Probably in the attic is what I'm thinking. Probably. And then how about this one? This one from Sam I Am. Kate, congratulations on Deal Your Own Destiny. I wanted to let you know I ordered it from Amazon.com, and I'll be doing a review. I'm halfway through, and I absolutely love it. This is not a butter-up kind of email to you, but I'm wondering if you sold anywhere near what Michelle Obama has sold. Wow, Sam, you're definitely not buttering me up, because I have no idea how many books I've sold. The difference between me and Michelle Obama, a world of difference. She sold apparently 1.4 million copies in a week. Yeah, in a week. Her book... All right, this is funny. It is funny that you wrote that. Her book was released November 13th. And, it just flew. Flew off the shelves. The publisher printed 3 million hard cover copies in North America. On its first day, the book sold 725,000. I mean, so one of the biggest debuts. Crown said it was that Becoming is currently number one adult nonfiction in the UK, Germany, France, Holland, Spain, Denmark. Of course, I mean, they're printing more copies. Yeah, absolutely. So there is no comparison between what Michelle Obama's book is doing and what my book is doing, and that's just so cute and funny. So, yeah, everybody wants to know, and I guess she is pretty blunt in her book. What she talks about, you know, talks about smoking pot, talks about growing up in the neighborhood she grew up, talks about meeting Barack Obama, like no holds barred, and it's doing well. And, of course, anybody in a high level of celebrity or fame or in those echelons where, I mean, you're a former first lady, we'd have to go back and look at numbers, but most of them have done books and most of them have done well. But that's an incredible, I mean, good for her. That's an incredible opening week for those books. I mean, absolutely incredible. All right, here we go to another one. This one is from Rex, who says, Kate, did you know that most people during the holidays go into a ridiculous amount of debt? Doesn't it seem silly? I mean, how many people even remember the presents they got last year, who gave them to them, and do they really pay attention really that much to the presents? I don't know. That's a good question, because it goes to my thing of, oh, Black Friday, run out and grab all these things. And I don't know. The whole thing of giving a present, it is about giving presents, right? Not expecting anything back. But there is something about the commercialism side of it. And I guess that's what it feels like. The average consumer spends over $1,000 for everything, from gifts to food to what they wear. And that's up from even last year, just a tad. So that seems high, doesn't it? And then the problem is, how much debt do you go in to pay off the past year? You know, it's kind of like, I think sometimes people are at, and you know, I use that craps table analogy when we're talking about stocks. It's kind of like you're at the craps table, like, I'm going to have a good year, so I'm just going to spend. I'm going to feel good. I think, and, you know, I'm not going to lecture anyone, but if you don't have to go into debt and you can still feel good about treating someone to something, then, of course, that would be the best course of action, right? It would. It would be the best course of action. But it's just not how, that's just not how most people roll. It's just not how it is. All right, quickly, here is another one. This one is from Liv, who says, Ms. Delaney, I was wondering what your holiday traditions are. Do you shop on Black Friday? Do you make Christmas cookies? What is it you like to do the best? What is it? I like these personal questions, huh? And it's all fine. Of course, I would talk about anything. You know what I didn't necessarily like it when I was a kid, but I like it now. And sadly, my mom has passed on, and she's been gone for about 4 years, 5 years. Christmas was always so huge to her, and the Christmas tree was the thing. So decorating the Christmas tree was a big deal. Where the ornaments were from, where they were hung, all that kind of stuff. So I think decorating the Christmas tree is, like, my favorite thing to do. And plus, live versus fake, always live, my friends. Always live. Coming up, we're doing that football thing. Nail the score next.
Oh, Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's now time for the weekly installment of Nail the Score.
It is time for Nail the Score. Do you dare? Step away from the family and all that game playing in the wee hours. 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283 or jam on the email. How do you do that? KateDelaneyRadio.com. KateDelaneyRadio.com. It's that easy to be a part of this. The beast! Get them back! The beast! They are out of their cages at the studio. So the key thing here is, again, you don't have to be an expert at football. You don't. You just have to guess. Who do you think's going to win? What's the score going to be? That easy. That easy, my friends. Week 12 in the NFL. So, the game of the week. Ready for this? Boy, the last game. That Rams game, Chiefs game, was incredible. The high score was unbelievable. It was unbelievable, that game. It got the highest ratings, too. So, the game of the week this time around is Redskins and the Cowboys, and it's on Turkey Day. And the reason for the Redskins and the Cowboys is because the Cowboys could win the take over first in the NFC East if they beat the Redskins. The Redskins quarterback had the worst injury ever, broke his leg in two places, Alex Smith. So they're playing wounded. Dallas is favored by a touchdown. Going to be interesting to see what happens there. We got Pete in the great state of Texas ready to roll out. Hey, Pete, happy Thanksgiving.
Hello. Relax. You may feel a little discomfort.
I love it. So who do you like? Do you like the Cowboys in this, or do you like the Redskins?
Well, let's see. Every time Colt McCoy plays against the Cowboys, he beats their little butts. So I'm saying 28-20
Redskins. 28-20. Wow, Redskins. Okay, so that's a great observation. You're right, because McCoy is the quarterback, not Alex Smith. That was gruesome, that injury, like Theismann-esque. And you are, wasn't that crazy? Did you know, you kind of could see the injury worse on Theismann, the camera angle of it. That was decades and decades ago. But what happened to him was, you knew it. You knew it was bad. Oh, awful.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, thanks.
Terrible. All right, Pete, happy Thanksgiving. We got you. He's saying Redskins. He's going against the Cowboys not to win the NFC East. Let's go out to Dan, also in the great state of Texas. Hello, Dan.
Oh, don't forget my birthday, Friday.
Woohoo! Happy birthday. Happy birthday.
I'll be expecting something good in the mail.
I still can't believe that you are 50 years old. You just
72.
No. I know you're 72. You just don't. It doesn't seem.
My girlfriend couldn't believe it. She said, "You're lying to me. Show me your driver's license." So I did, and she just, "Oh my God, you really are 71." And you know, now I'm going to be 72.
Wow.
So, now my pick on the game: 30 for Dallas, 27 for the Redskins.
Ooh. All right. So. Dallas,
I don't usually pick Dallas, but I don't think McCoy can beat the Dallas. Dallas has got it together finally.
Yeah, I think Dallas has it together finally, too.
And also, Amari, I'm so Cooper. Sorry for your Eagles. My God, that was a butt-kicking, babe.
Oh, the Saints killed them. They weren't even. They
man,
are out of it. They won our
league.
Super Bowl. That's it. They're not in the same zip code as anyone. Yeah, it was ugly. It was ugly. Thanks
I
for that,
I felt sorry
Dan.
For you. I really did. Listen, I love you, and I'll talk to you later.
All right. Happy Thanksgiving and happy birthday. How about that? Sharon is in a very cold place. Sharon is in Maine. Sharon, what's the temperature in Maine?
Yes, I am.
Yes, I am. How cold is it? Is it like 10 below?
No, it's 20s, but that's windy. It's really windy.
The wind is the thing that kills you, I know, from growing up back there. So who do you like? Do you like the Cowboys or the Redskins?
I think I would go with the Redskins.
Redskins, okay.
Probably won't be as high as the last game.
No. What do you think?
I'm going to say 34-25.
34-25. Well, Sharon, good luck this time around, and happy Thanksgiving. This is a big game, like I said, for all the marbles in the NFC East for now, right? So they could take over first, but that can change by the end of the season. It's a big game, there's no doubt, and the fans will be amped up. It's at AT&T Stadium in Dallas, Texas. All right, Nathan, what do you think? Do you like them Cowboys or do you like the Redskins?
Well, that's an old game, isn't it?
It is. It's an old rivalry.
Mm-hmm. I think I'll go with the Redskins. 31, Cowboys 24.
Ooh, 31-24. So you like the Redskins too. How about that? All right, 31-24.
Yeah,
thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay. Hey, so it is an old rivalry. He's right about that. of course, every year is different. The team is different. The coaches are different. But there's a lot of heat between these two teams. I think the Cowboys win it. I do. I think the Cowboys win it, and I think the final score is going to be 31. I'm going to say 31 to 21. I'm going to say 31 to 21. That's what I'm going to say. I mean, hard to predict if what kind of points the Redskins are going to put up, because they've also been decimated in other parts of their game, but especially quarterback. There's a big difference, a drop-off with Alex Smith. Although, to Pete's point, Colt McCoy has had his way with the Cowboys. If there's a bright spot on his resume, there's something about that. And, of course, he's a Texan, so he will have of his family there cheering him on, if you can hear them through the crowd, though. It's going to be good. That's what I'll say. I think it's going to be a very, very, very good game. Here's the other thing that's really interesting. So you have three Thanksgiving Day games. The first one kicks at 12:30 Eastern. It's the Bears and the Lions. Then you have the Redskins and the Cowboys, and that's 4:30. And then at night you've got the Falcons and the Saints. Used to just be one game. Now it's been expanded for years to three. And then you have the rest of the games on Sunday, and it's interesting, you have the Sunday night game as the Packers and the Vikings, that rivalry between these two clubs. Much different year for both of these teams than last year, where the Vikings went all the way to the NFC Championship game and then got throttled by the Cowboys. And the Packers were a much different team last year, too. They've lost so many games by just a handful of points, and they're in a position where they're 4-5-1. It's so rare that we're saying that about the Packers, and they're even talking about Mike McCarthy, and will he survive after this? I mean, who knows? But a much, much different season than they saw last time. Let's put it that way, right? So football is now coming to an end almost. You know, we were more than past halfway of the season, hard to believe. And then we've got, you know, basketball going on. So if we look at the NBA, worth mentioning, because of all the problems that the Warriors are having, the Warriors lost to the Thunder 123-95. How about that? And then you've got LeBron James, who got a standing ovation from Cavaliers fans when he was back in Cleveland for a quick game with the Lakers. He was introduced, and they went wild for him. He scored 32 points, 14 boards, 7 assists in a win over the former team, 109-105. So a little hoop thrown in there. Good luck with all of you who participated in Nail the Score. Trust me, if you sent me an email, I will get it in and I'll put it in the stack. Happy, happy, gobble, gobble. Thanks for listening to ATN.
Thanksgiving is a special night. Jimmy Walker used to say,
if you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.